Katie Anderson, narrator. Greed by Sue Fairclough. How are you, my darling? Did Lucy manage to unearth any of those good feelings you have hiding deep inside? I still have some hope that there's a little bit of empathy in that heart of yours. She planted a kiss upon his lips. Penny, what the hell's that noise coming from the lounge? He asked with a look of confusion on his face. It's not noise, darling. It's a chanting CD. Stirs up wonderful feelings inside. Feelings of calm and serenity. He looked at her as though she'd gone completely mad. What happened to her in India? He thought to himself. The 1,000-year-old Boy by Ross Welford.
Oliver, you know, the musical. Oliver Twist by Charles Dickens. When Oliver meets the Artful Dodger, that's what the Dodger says. We're doing it in my drama club. I'm going to be Dodger. I've got the costume and everything.
She pointed to a long velvet coat and a man's hat on a peg. That I could believe. How old are you, Roxy? Her voice changed again, this time to a posh old lady's.
How dare you ask a lady her age, young man?
She was clearly quite the actress, this new neighbour of mine. Bobby Singer's Guide to Hunting by David Reed. Will you, you know, tell me? It was a lot of that, back and forth, not getting much of anything from her. Wasn't till I brought up the tragic deaths of her friends that Mrs. Grayson really started to talk. They all deserved it one way or another, she said. Gossips and sneaks, all of them. I thought you were friends, I said. Were friends, years ago. And now you're not, because of what you did to Georgie? She scowled at me, in that way that old ladies are great at.